also to see how best they can support to retrieve their body from the pit. And they are seeing that 16 of them are underground in the pit, and then they have called some people to support to retrieve the body. And then they are saying that they have to develop a cage underground before they can bring the body upstairs. And meanwhile, the minister is also trying to bring a standby ambulance to ensure that if the body are retrieved, they can just quickly take them to a nearby hospital or a morgue.
The Deputy Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Benito Owusu-Bio, said government will take a critical look at this type of mining.
We don't want to have on our hands any extra casualty. Okay. Do we know the numbers now? Because the numbers keep changing. 14, 17, 20. Now, what is to the 17? Because they were able to explain how they got to the 17. You know, there are three main, they call them ghetto kings, who are here. And each ghetto king has been able to come out with his record to identify the number of people who are missing. And that is what we are sticking to. We have been told that there are others who are called supporters. Those supporters, usually they are not under the care of the ghetto kings. So with the supporters, that is what is scaring us a bit. What it means is that there can be a few others apart from the 17. But we are praying that, God willing, we don't get to that, because we don't want to have more bodies dead. We don't want to have more people dead. The 17 is already enough for us. So let's pray we don't have more.
Yeah, you earlier said that government is going to look at this kind of calamity. What are you going to do now?
Look, if you ask me if I was aware there was this type of calamity, I would tell you no. I never knew there was anything like this. But I've been here for the past 3 days and I've seen what's happening. As I move along this community too, I see a couple of them. Yeah, what it means is that these ones, they don't locate them to you. There's no way you see them, because the only thing you see is just a hut under some tree. But what it means is that there is a pit that is being covered by the hut. So that is our problem. They are working like underground miners. They are using the shaft system. Unfortunately, it's not engineered. There's no support in there to even make sure the structural integrity of the pit has been cared for. And as a result, it's dangerous. It's dangerous. We have to look at it critically. Let them stop, and later on, we see the way forward.
So can you say that government will look at it and then ban this sort of galamsey?
All galamsey has been banned, please. Illegal mining has been banned. You know, I get calls, why am I standing here? Because you banned it, and they are doing what is wrong. But my problem is that Ghanaians are down there. They are Ghanaians. They are our own people. And if they are in trouble, it is our duty to see how possibly best we can help them to bring them out. That's why we are here.
So people will just look at what that these people were not look at all, and looking at where they are, and they were not located, or even to move them from where they are.
I see it's only the military who can help us. They are in the jungle, and it's like a jungle warfare. That's it. So we understand it.
An illegal miner who spoke to our correspondent said lack of jobs has put them in the situation. He spoke tree.
From Sunday, Sunday, almost strike, almost Monday, the same thing. By Tuesday, almost forced to end up.
On Sunday, the struggle to retrieve some of the bodies from the mine was unsuccessful. However, on Tuesday, one body was retrieved. We are aware the job is risky. However, we have no option. We learned 5 bodies have so far been retrieved, and those who managed to escape before the pit cave in have been taken to the hospital.
We almost find out at least